a constant that we can draw from and that actually gives life to our Christian walk, because any relationship is communication. And so we talked last week a little bit about God is speaking, and we have to, when God speaks, you know, it's not always the way we expect it to be. And we talked about how a lot of times we're asking God to speak to us, and we want to dive into this today is kind of how God speaks to us. But there's just three things: revelation, interpretation, application. When you get a prophetic word, you know, you might see something, you might hear something, you might feel something, no matter how you get it. And we're about to talk about different ways God speaks to us. But when you get something, you know, I'll give you an example. We were at group this week, had a girl come that had never been there before. We started praying for her, and I saw something, okay? I'm praying, and all of a sudden I see a picture of this diamond ring on her right hand. It was on her right hand, and I knew that had to do with her being married to the Lord. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't have a clue. So I got a revelation without an interpretation. Now I was like, Lord, what is that? And I started getting the feeling that it was important to share what I saw. So I shared a revelation without even a clear interpretation of it. Okay? So you can see things and not know what the interpretation is, okay? And, you know, so that's seeing a revelation. Come to find out, this girl had just broken engagement off with her fiance a week before, and she was wondering whether it was the Lord. And I didn't know that. And so I had no interpretation and no application. I didn't know how to apply the word because I didn't even get to the interpretation, okay? Remember last week we talked about the dream I had about the man who had a busted rib. I had a dream that a guy had a busted rib. So I got a revelation. I keep having this recurring dream. This guy has a busted rib. But the interpretation ended up being, if y'all remember the story, that him and his wife had separated. And so there was Eve was taken from Adam's rib. So God was saying he had a busted marriage. It was an interpretation involved in that, you see? And so there's interpretation, and then there's application. How do you apply this word to someone's life? So it's very important that we don't, as we're doing ministry, you don't have to know it all. You don't have to know all three components, but you don't want to give beyond what you have. So if you don't have an interpretation, just leave it out there. And almost always, not always, but almost always, the application is up to the person to take it back to the Lord and let them apply it to their life, you know. You may see somebody, let's say you see somebody opening up a new business, you know, and you share that with someone. They have to apply that to their life, you know. How does this mean? What does this mean for me? You know, you can give them an idea of what you think it means, and you apply it. Okay, so now we're going to get, that's kind of recap, and then we talked about the importance of that in 1 Corinthians 14, it talks about 14:3, it says, talking about prophecy, that prophecy is given for edification, for comfort, and for encouragement. It kind of gives us some guidelines so that as we're prophesying to people, remember, this is to build people up. Prophecy builds people. It's to encourage people. It's to give life into people. And it's real easy when we're given words, like a lot of times, you know, Ezekiel, what do you see? You know, Ezekiel 37, I see a valley full of dry bones. But what did the Lord tell him to prophesy? He said, prophesy life. And he began to declare life to the dry bones, and they became an exceeding army. So he didn't prophesy even what he saw. He prophesied life to the dry bones, and they came together. So it's important that we remember what the purpose of prophecy for is: to encourage people. It's to encourage them, encouragement, edification, and comfort. Encouragement, exhortation, and comfort. Does that make sense? Okay. So then this week, I think we're going to tag team. We want to get into a lot of the ways that the Lord speaks, and this is not an exhaustive list because God's bigger than us. We don't know all the way God speaks. He's so big, I wouldn't even dare to try to assume that I know all the way God speaks. But we do know a lot of the ways the Lord speaks and a lot of the ways the Lord's spoken to us over the years, and it's helpful because, remember, the prophecy is hearing from the Lord. English is not his first language. You know, there's different languages, but there's also a language of the Spirit. And the Lord wants us to, and we started addressing that a little bit last week in Numbers. Let's turn to there, Numbers 12. We went over this briefly, but in Numbers 12, verse 6, the Lord's speaking to Miriam, and he says, "Then he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees from the form of the Lord." So here in this verse, it gives us a lot of ways right there. What's the first thing? When he speaks to someone, he speaks to him with a what? Vision. That's right. So you can have visions. Visions can be... you can physically see things. I mean, there's times that you physically see stuff. But that is a lot less often than the internal visions that we get, that, like the vision of our mind's eye. Like when I saw that word for that girl we were praying for, the group, I saw in my mind. It wasn't a literal thing, but that's a vision. That's an internal vision. And I saw in my mind this thing. So you have, the Lord speaks to you, you speak in a vision. He can speak in a dream. God speaks through dreams. He speaks all the time through dreams. Matter of fact, I've never had a major shift in anything in my life without having a couple dreams about it. And I'm not saying God has to do that, but I'm just saying since 1995, I've had every single shift in my life, I've had a dream about it before it happened. And so, which is awesome. God speaks in dreams. He actually, in the scripture, he speaks more through dreams. And if you go through and just look through the whole Bible from front to back, there's more about him speaking to people in dreams probably than any other way. So we need to pay attention to our dreams. We won't get into that at this point, you know, of the training, but we need to have like a dream interpretation class too, because that's so important. So he speaks in vision. He speaks in dreams. With Moses, he spoke face to face. You can have some face-to-face encounters. I'm seeking that with all my heart. I want some face-to-face encounters with the Lord. I have a desire to physically look at the Lord, and I'm praying for that. And I've been praying for that for 20-something years. And I've seen the Lord probably, I don't know, 5-6 times in dreams, but I've never seen him physically, you know. But there, I know people that have. You know, Rick had, I don't know how many visitations he's had from the Lord, but the Lord's physically shown up, and he physically saw him. I know so many people that's had those kind of encounters. Mahesh Chavda, Bob Jones had it happen to him numerous times. I mean, those are real. And if they're real and some people experience it, then I would say that God will give it to anybody that seeks it. You know, he's not a respecter of persons. I mean, the Bible even says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. So I'm going to seek after these things. You know, Paul got caught up in the heavenlies. I want that. And so... you know, when other people are having these awesome experiences, let that spur you to go, stir your hunger to go deeper. So you can have face-to-face encounters with the Lord, absolutely. But the next thing that he says, I think, is one of the most common ways the Lord speaks, dark sayings. Okay, that's like parables. When Jesus came, he spoke in parables. And a lot of times when God's speaking, you might see something, and you have to interpret it, you know. That's that whole revelation, interpretation, application. A lot of times we'll get a prophetic word through a revelation, and there's some level of interpretation. We have to go to God and say, God, what does this mean? So let's talk a little bit about how some of these things come. And we can have... The language of the Spirit, like I say, it's not necessarily English. It could be, but it's not necessarily. And so we need to learn.
He's partial to French.
Okay. So it could be, you know, it can come in so many ways. And let's dive into some of that. So, you know, you got mental or spiritual impressions. We talked about that a little bit. When you have a kind of a picture that pops in your head, you know, visions, those are so powerful. You know, I remember being at, we were doing evangelism out in an inner city neighborhood one time in Charlotte, and I went up to this porch where these two girls were sitting, and as I went up to them, I started talking to them about the Lord and, you know, they were so nice and so polite, but it was not going anywhere. You know, I mean, it was just like they were not interested. And so I'm like, okay, this is a bust. Let's turn around and get out of here. And as I began to turn around, as I'm starting to turn around, all of a sudden, I began to have this, I'm about to get off subject. I had the Lord give me something. Now, I'm going to back up. I'm going to jump ahead, actually. The second girl, when I got to tell a story now. I've done messed up. Sorry. Okay, so I'm jumping a little bit, but I've already started the story. So when I was turning away, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
That becomes confusing.
It does. Yeah.
Should we just not tell the story?
Anyway. you'll hear it. I'll see it in a minute. Anyway, for the second girl, I saw, all of a sudden, I'm praying for this girl. I'll tell you how I got into all that. I started praying for this girl, and I saw a piano. Just saw it, like in my mind's eye, I saw a piano. And I asked her, I said, you know, do you play piano? And she said, no. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And by the grace of God, this particular day, I didn't allow that to stop me. And I said, well, you know, this is what I saw. I told her when I was praying for you, I saw a piano, and I really feel like the Lord wants to encourage you that he's called you to play piano. And you know what she says? She goes, wow. She's like, you know, I used to play when I was little, and I haven't played since I was little, but I've started having this desire stir in my heart this week to play again. And then, bam, you know, that was the right on target word for her. But it came from me seeing something in my mind's eye when I was praying for her. And a lot of times when we are praying, we need to pay attention to what pops into our head, you know, what we're seeing, because God speaks that way. It's like that girl the other day. I see a diamond ring on her right hand, and I knew that had to do with she was married to the Lord, or I had a feeling that's what it had to do. And I shared it with her, and she started breaking down crying. It was powerful. So that gives validity to some of these things that otherwise we might would question, ah, that's just me making this up, okay? A lot of times these internal impressions in our mind, these visions that we have, we think, oh, we're just making this stuff up. I felt that at first.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it's like, but no, this is really the Lord. He's speaking through this way, these ways. I don't know if you have an example.
Yeah, something we need to realize is all of us have heard God speak to us. Most of us aren't aware of it. How many of you guys have walked into a room and you feel either something not scary, but like, ooh, there's a weird vibe in this place. Anybody? You walk into another room, and it's like, oh, man, I feel so welcome here. These are ways the Lord speaks to you. And or you are with somebody, and you feel this sadness around that you were completely fine, and suddenly you're sad. Those are little cues, little signpost that he speaks. I've noticed God has, like you were saying, language is not something he uses very often. He will use riddles, pictures, more often than just, hey, this is the word of the Lord. Now, it's written like this in this book because those guys went through it and had to decipher what was God and what wasn't. And then they put it on paper. But if you were to see how they received some of those huge prophetic statements, you'd be amazed that it's very seldom it's a direct, like, speaking word. I'm going to give you an example. You remember Jeremiah, I think it's Jeremiah 18. The Lord tells him to go see the potter. You guys, it's Jeremiah 18, you can read up in your Bible. The Lord is inviting him to go check the potter. So he goes to the potter and he says he watched the potter make a pot, and the pot wasn't well done, so he crumbled it and started again, and the potter had dirty hands. And it says, as I was watching this, the Lord spoke to me. Again, we've got to demystify the spoke to me aspect, as in, the Lord was telling me this. He was experiencing something in the natural, and within his heart, he got an interpretation of what it meant. You guys understand that? It happens all the time. Those impressions, those events that you go through life, like we talked about the blooming in out of season. That's an example of natural occurrence where the Lord can take this and speak to you if we're sensitive enough. Make sense? He speaks all the time. Going back to the dreams, Travis is absolutely right. You have to keep track of your dreams. Some just makes no sense, and some you know there's something, you just don't know what it is. As a practice of being diligent in practicing this dialogue with God, take a journal, write them down, and you'll see later on, oh, that's what it meant. Makes sense now.
Yeah, and you know, what happens is when you're first starting off, and well, even down the road, I mean, even still, there's times which, hey, I'm not sure if this is the Lord. That's okay. You will, the more you do it, the more it will become, oh, that is the Lord, and then you'll recognize it quicker than the next time. And so, like what he was talking about, when we're getting these impressions, you know, like Jeremiah, he's got this impression that the Lord's speaking through this whole thing, it all of a sudden, it's almost like an instant knowing. Like all of a sudden you have a knowing, and it takes faith to actually believe that's God, because it's not coming. It's such a, like Marshall saying, hey, this, you know what I mean? It's not coming like that. It's a low, still, small whisper. And that's why the scripture says we prophesy according to our faith. And that's why it's important, you know, when you get around people that are walking in really high-level prophetic anointings, usually it's just their faith has grown to trust these little small things. So it really is a faith work.
I don't know if you guys have, suddenly you're doing something menial, and one of your friends pop into your mind. And you're like, wonder how so-and-so is doing. How many of you guys have had that? And lo and behold, you go to the store and here's the person you just thought about. It's like, I was just thinking about you. How many of you guys had that happen to you? What if we were to asking the Lord, hey, what do you want to say about this person? Do I need to call them? Is there an encouraging a word I can give them? Start recognizing those things, because it happens all the time. Again, I cannot emphasize enough how much God speaks. He can't shut up. In a good way.
Yeah, that really is the burning bushes, that when we're learning to turn aside to something that may appear, it's just a bush on fire way at the distance. That's the way I picture it. I picture this bush way at the distance, not something like right, but he sees it at a distance and he turned aside. You were talking about that, I think, last week. Yeah. You know, that's so important, because we're recognizing that we begin to identify and we turn aside to actually, Lord, is this you? And what are you saying? When you do that, the Lord speaks through it. So you have mental visions. You can have spiritual impressions, eternal visions. You can have a voice. You know, a lot of times there's like this still small voice that you can just hear on the inside. I've had this happen a lot, where the Lord would, I'm doing something. I'm like talking to the Lord or something. I'm asking the Lord a question, and then all of a sudden, some random song that I haven't heard in I don't know when would start playing in my head. It's out of the blue, just out of the blue, it just pops in my head. And it's been like the lyric that was in that song was like speaking so clear to my current situation. I remember just this past spring, there was something that I had been praying to God about some timing on some things, and I heard a Cat Stevens song that I hadn't heard in who knows when, and it's that song, it's not time to make a change, just relax, take it easy. And it was like, I knew right away, the Lord was speaking to me that what I was praying about wasn't time yet. And I'm like, whoa.
And that song's called Father and Son. I think that's the beautiful
part. Oh, is it? Okay, it's a good song. But anyhow, so you can hear things. You can hear,
you can hear in the natural. I've got one instant in my life. I was playing golf with Simeon in Wilkesboro. She knows Simeon. I think I've told some of you this story. And I'm teeing off number 11, and I'm preparing to hit the ball, and I hear my name in French. And it's covered, I mean, the way that the tee box is, there's wood all around. There's no one behind it. And I'm thinking one of my friends playing a prank on me, but there was an accent to the name. It was Martial. It wasn't the English version. It was really someone was speaking French. I'm like, and I turned around. I was like, that? Who's here? Kind of. And Simeon was like, are you all right? I said, did you not hear this? He said, yeah, there was someone calling your name. I said, yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it? He said, okay, so we keep playing, it happens again. And hear my name, and it's always causing me to turn around. And at this point, I'm like, you don't recognize God. It's like somebody's playing a prank on you. It's always you finding ways to discredit how much God is speaking to you. It's not God. And I get home. We lived in not in the house we own, in a different one. And Anston was out with the kids. I go to wash my hands after playing golf, and I hear my name again in the living room this time. Now, at that point, I'm freaking out. I'm like, what? Yeah, exactly. It's a Twilight Zone. What is this? And I've learned at that point, I learned, okay, Lord, is this you speaking? And as I'm saying this in the back of my mind, those weird things that you think really quickly, I say Proverbs 8. And I'm like, what is Proverbs 8? And if you turn to Proverbs 8, it talks about this voice calling your name. It's calling you to turn around, and her name is Wisdom. And it goes through this whole season in the Scripture about this voice calling, and we needed wisdom, and she was calling my name. And it's like, whoa! I mean, it blew my mind. But those things happen. Don't discard them as being, oh, it's just a fluke, or I'm making this up, or this is the level where you try. It's this, the uncertainty. It's the rush of the race. Is this, God? Is this not God? And don't be afraid to try. Don't.
Yeah. That's really good, you know. And I can't say this. I'm repeating this, but I want to say it again. God speaks in these ways, and we have to learn to trust it, which is a process of putting weight on something. And the more you put weight on it, the more you step out, the more you realize, hey, this was the Lord. Oh, this wasn't the Lord. And you learn. But we prophesy according to our faith. It's not like God's going to be screaming at you all the time. Okay? I remember the house that I live in right now was, it, when I walked up to the house, when the real estate lady was showing it to me, it said 616 on the front door. And I said, I ain't living here. Because in one translation, which I don't agree with, but one translation of the Mark of the Beast is 616. It's actually 666, but there's some translations that translate 616. I ain't living here. And I had this voice, this little, it was almost like a fault, but it said, what if that is a good number? John 616. And I'm thinking, okay. It was just a little small voice inside my head. And it was so faint that I could have easily passed it by. But I didn't know what John 6:16 says, so I opened it up, and this is what it said. When evening had come, his disciples went down by the sea. Well, why was that significant to me? Well, I am literally, I just left, I'm leaving Charlotte to move to the sea. And I knew right away that this was the house that God wanted me to have. And it was so profound because it was just a still small voice. But when I read that scripture, when disciples came, his disciples went down by the sea. I'm in the process of moving to the beach because the Lord directed me to, and I didn't know what house, and he does that. And it was just like, man, I knew. And the Lord got us in that house, miraculously at that. So you can hear things. You just have to trust it. You have to pay attention to it. This is not like the stuff that we're going to spend a lot of time on, because really it's the small stuff that's more important to go over, because it's going to happen a lot more. But you can have encounters with the Lord. You can have encounters with angels. I can't tell you how many times the Lord's gotten my attention, and I really do think it's angelic, by someone pulling on my clothes. I remember being at Morningstar back at Presley Road, and there was a sound booth, and I was leaning up against the back of this post, and then the soundboard was right here, and there's nothing right in here because the seats were about that far away and then to that side. And my job that night was to make sure prophetic teams were all set up and everyone was there. It was supposed to work on teams, and we usually have anywhere from 6 to 10 teams set up. And so I'm going through making sure people's here, and I'm not paying attention to what's being said. But Don Potter was speaking that night, and he says, we have got to get worship in the streets. And right when he says it, I feel this, and literally I was wearing a shirt just like this, open, and I feel this real quick. And it was strong. And I looked down, and there's nobody there. And I knew that an angel had gotten my attention to listen to what Don was said. And I ended up buying a sound system, with my tax return money that year because of that happening, and we started doing worship in the streets. And so that was the Lord getting my attention. I've had the same thing happen in Walmart down here. I was in the line at the Walmart, and I felt somebody poke me in the back to get my attention. And I turned around, and there was a buggy, low, and no one that could have touched my lower back there, but it was hard enough that it caused me to turn around to see who just poked me. And there was this little old lady back there sitting behind her thing, way away from, you know how a car is, you can't get, you know, there's no way. And it was up on a place on my back that it wouldn't have reached anyway. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you got for this lady? I ain't going to tell you what it was, but it was powerful. I went out in the streets, and when she came out, I shared it with her, and it was awesome. And I would have missed it, but if I would have just said, oh, that was nobody there. It's nothing. You know, it's just some random voice, Marcel, or whatever. you gotta pay attention. By the way, we got to start saying his name right. So
you have to. Martial. Country accent. One of the ways that has become more pronounced in my personal life lately, the first few years, is something that I have recognized. It's been always there. How many of you guys love to go in nature, seeing a sunset, sunrise, go on hikes, seeing flowers, considering animals, all that stuff? These are legitimate ways God is speaking to you. How many of you guys went on a hike and you see something absolutely amazing? If you go to Switzerland, that's every day. You see the breathtaking landscape of mountains and hills, and it does something to you. You can't put it in words. You cannot translate this moment you've experienced into a verbal, unless you're an amazing writer. You will never convey the emotion you have felt as you beheld this beauty. This is a legitimate way God speaks to you personally, and it transcends your natural understanding. I mean, it's throughout this book. God is like, Jesus used this example as a, consider the lilies of the field. Oh, he's using language in the book of Psalms about the storm, about sunset, about this river, about a tree. He uses nature, elements of nature, to draw your attention into this moment that's mystical. Really, that's the word we could use. It transcends everything. This French theologian, I've used her a few times, Simone Veil, says this. She says, the beauty in the world, the beauty we behold, is the trap God sets to draw our attention to him. Yeah.
Just a cool example of that nature thing. I was, as Marshall was talking about this, just jumped in my mind. I was parked under a tree one day, just praying about some financial issue. And a worm fell out of the tree and landed on my windshield. And I'm just like watching this worm. What? Oh, yeah. I'm watching this worm crawl around my windshield. I'm like, this is bizarre. And then, like, within a minute, a bird lands on the hood of my truck, crawls up, and eats the worm off the windshield. And I'm like, and I just feel like the Holy Spirit was saying, I am going to bring provision for me, for you, in unlikely places. I've got you. And it brought so much comfort to me. Like, for real, this worm-bird encounter on the windshield. It was really sweet. So, God speaks to nature, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
And that's scriptural, guys. He provides for the whole passage when Jesus is talking about provision. He says, the sparrows, they don't sow. But he provides for us. That's awesome. The cool thing about the way we're doing this is that we're not in a hurry. Okay, we wanna go deep and keep driving this home. And so, we're gonna keep every week keep doing this. And we didn't even get through all the ways God speaks this morning. We're not gonna get through all the way, but get through the list of what we got down. But we just want to take a moment and just kind of do some of this. start doing that on a regular basis, and especially while we're doing this. It's one thing to hear somebody talk about something, but the real way that we learn is by doing. Okay, if you really want to be good at something, do it, and do it a lot. And if you really want to be great at it, do it a whole lot. So we're gonna bring someone up. We're gonna pray for them, and we're gonna ask God to speak to us. Now listen, pay attention to what you see, pay attention to what you feel, pay attention to what your thoughts. Because here's what happens: we're now in a ministry mode. Okay, we're asking God to give us something, and the Scripture says that if you ask for a fish, He's not gonna give you a snake. So you need to pay attention to what all of a sudden the stuff you start feeling, stuff you start thinking. It's your ministry mode now, okay? Everybody put ministry cap on, okay? So you can pay attention to your thoughts in this moment. Pay attention to the different stuff that's going on with you. Pay attention to what you feel in your body. You know, a lot of times you can feel things in your body. I can't tell you how many times I've felt pain in my body when I'm praying for somebody, and it would be the issue that they're dealing with. So let's do this. Let's ministry cap. Holy Spirit, Father, we ask that you would speak to us, give us revelation, give us insight from your Holy Spirit to encourage some people right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.